water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American, at the Genesis Network, coming to you from the hills, looking, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And certainly our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in Israel today. And certainly Barry is very, very concerned that some major events are taking place that most people are not aware of. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, this was a very big week for America pressuring Israel. It sent the troops over. Four major American governments really despisers of Israel. That is seldom written outside the Israeli right-wing press. But George Mitchell arrived a few days ago on Sunday, after going, of course, to Damascus, where, again, something wasn't properly understood. Mitchell's trip to Damascus led the United States to lift its ban on selling American avionics to Syria. And, again, that's very, very significant and thoroughly overlooked. But there you got it. The ban was lifted. I don't know what avionics are going to go to Syria, but Syria is now an American a partner for the aircraft industry, whatever that means. I hope it doesn't mean airlifting F-16s or the F-35 or whatever, and to give Syria an equivalent airplane to the Israelis, but maybe it is. We don't know what this lifting means. After Mitchell, well, of course, Robert Gates, the U.S. Defense Secretary, he's meeting with Netanyahu, and there'll be all kinds of statements about Iran. It's irrelevant. We'll talk about what the squeeze is on Israel. U.S. NSA advisor James Jones, of course, arrives with Dennis Ross, who's really a very devilish character, total betrayal of Israel and his people and all this kind of stuff on behalf of the CFR and his think tank and this and that.
Well, let me just mention, both of those men are members of the Trilateral Commission, so that's the next step up from the Council on Foreign Relations. There are only about 87 Americans or members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. They're not all Americans. One of them heads the Israeli bank. Another one heads the Canadian bank. Gee, what an exclusive group. And, of course, James Jones and Mr. Ross are both from the Trilateral Commission. So you're talking about the big hitters.
Well, if you want to go into that, Mitchell and Gates are both from the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, yeah, but that's sort of like the farm club. That isn't really rid of the real power, but go ahead.
You think the Trilateral are more powerful than the CFR?
Yeah, they're the people who really run the world today. But that's another subject, but you go right ahead.
It's all the same picnic.
Oh, it's all run by David Rockefeller and this little clique that he's set out to run the world. But it's just the trilaterals. You know, that's a little bit more exclusive group. There are about 4,000 members of the CFR. There are 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. And these are the guys who really own and run the world. But go ahead.
All right, I'll talk about that, Lynn. Now that you brought it up, I'll add a few things a little later. Let's get this over with. I'll tell you what is going on. And again, if you've been reading me, you would have read this 15 years ago. But I guess a lot of people haven't been reading me, and so they were caught off guard. And once again, a story that's so important, but of course fairly ignored. It appeared in Yediot Ahronot and later in UPI worldwide, and nobody paid attention to it. But, well, here is what the Americans are doing in Israel. What these CFR and trilateralists are all doing in Israel, it's the Israeli-Palestinian peace has been supposedly agreed to, and I'll tell you why I don't believe that necessarily, but supposedly agreed to. And here is, now keep this in mind, this is from the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, promised the EU that there will be an Israeli settlement freeze after this week. In other words, after the threats start coming in for real, she expects Israel to back off and freeze all settlement means divide Jerusalem. It's not just freezing settlements; it's freezing Jerusalem. But we'll do that shortly. Let's look at the agreement that General Jim Jones and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton agreed to and made available this week, published in Yediot Ahronot 2 days ago. We're talking about a gradual Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank in a 30-month period. And here is what we get in return. Three West Bank highways will be designated for sole Israeli use. Now, excuse me, if you're a driver on one of these highways, you won't just get to your car and go from Ariel to Tel Aviv. No siree, because motorists on this highway, that's one of the three for use. I'll talk about them shortly. I know which three they are. The motorists will have to carry passports. And everyone using these three highways will be provided with a GPS tracking system and a panic button for the trip, because any motorist who dares stray from the designated route and enters Palestine will be arrested by members of a multinational force and forced to stand trial. Are you following this?
Yeah, I'm following. It sounds, in other words, if you stop for the car and get off to go to the bathroom or something, why, you're in real trouble, huh?
You know, there are many reasons not to stay on three highways, including trade. And without going into it, if you go into Palestine, it's a separate country, and you will be forced to stand trial by members of a multinational force. But it goes on. Let's look at this document. Palestinians and Israelis will be able to enter Jerusalem's old city without carrying passports, because a multinational force stationed in the old city will be on hand to enforce law and order and will have the power to make arrests.
It really sounds like we're moving towards world government control over the Holy City.
Oh, I've been saying this was the plan for 15 years, word for word.
I know you have. I just wanted to comment in case anybody out there in the listening audience didn't get the implications of what you're saying. And this is a very significant change in the status. Before that, of course, Israel was primarily responsible for the Holy City, but no longer. Go right ahead.
Oh, there's more stuff. A separate multinational force will be deployed on the Temple Mount. That means the Western Wall, the Shrine of Omar, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They're all going to be policed by a multinational force. So Israel's gone. We have to understand Israel is gone from its capital city, the old city. Israel is gone. A multinational force takes over. And as for the Temple Mount, which is... I hear the music.
You're going to have to break off, but you hold on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is Barry Shamish. Of course, we're talking about this move to bring Israel, the West Bank, to bring the holy city of Jerusalem under international control. It's been planned for a long time, and it's coming to pass right now. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish, and he is talking about really what's going on, and of course, the decisions that are being forced, or the agreements that are being forced on Israel. This is not something where Israel really has much of any say about it. They're simply being told what's going to happen, an international occupation of Jerusalem. Is that pretty much the way you see it, Barry?
Yeah, and there's lots and lots of Vatican in this, because this was the plan that Shimon Peres gave to the Pope in 1994, word for word, the works. As I reported it 15 years ago, and well, they're just very stubborn. And Paris promised this, and he is going to see this thing through to the end. But I'm not so sure it's going to be that easy to shove it down Israel's throat. And there are signs that there are a lot of Israelis really, really objecting to this. Now, Obama is committed to dividing Jerusalem. Now, without going into the grand details of divided cities like Beirut or Belfast, I mean, these are cities that just explode. The worst thing you could do is to divide a city. To divide Jerusalem is to divide Israel's capital. It was divided until 67, and downtown Jerusalem was just a sniper's nest. To go back to that is sheer insanity. The city has not had this kind of danger since 67. And, Obama has been going bananas, banning 20 apartments, Jewish apartments, in East Jerusalem this week. He has been threatening the Israelis every which way. Don't build, the place is called Sheikh Jarrah. It is in the heart of Jewish Jerusalem, of French Hill, and so forth. It doesn't matter. The whole city is not that big. Wherever you build, there's going to be Jews and Arabs. It's hard to escape either one of them. But Obama's banning 20 apartments because he considers that the new Palestinian capital, and Jews can't live there. And the Jews are getting really mad. Who is he to tell Jews where they can live in their own capital? It's absurd. Again, try and imagine, forget Israel, any country telling a person where he can live in Washington. There's no difference. There's been a lot of propaganda telling you that there's a difference. There is no difference. So what is happening is there's a real backlash going on this week, which is somewhat reported. The first thing is, as Mitchell arrived, a sort of new political group. These weren't people I was working with, but nonetheless, they arranged a demonstration against the U.S. An actual demonstration against America was held in Jerusalem on Sunday. Over 1,000 people, which lately is a big crowd in Israel since the demonstrations have been effectively turned off. I sent an article out with a film. Finally, there's a film from Israel about what I wrote about in my book, Bye Bye Gaza, that all the so-called allies of the religious right, the conservatives, their supporters, they were all working for the government. Every one of them were betraying their friends, their neighbors, the works. And in my latest article, I put a URL to this film. I suppose you didn't double-click that one.
No, I really didn't. I wish I had. If I'd known about it, I would have. The thing is that this is a standard technique to infiltrate the opposition with people who supposedly are on our side, and, you know, and they're saying all the right things, and they're patriotic, and I'm sure over there in Israel they're talking about, God's promise to the Jewish people that this would be their land and they shouldn't give it up. All the time they're working to betray the people who are supposedly their friends. Today, you really can't tell who your friends are unless you've known them for 30 years.
Well, again, go back to my article and double-click this film. It's now in English as well as Hebrew, and watch the film Betrayal. Now, there's a new group, again, when I left Israel, all of the protest groups were infiltrated. All of them, the works. And so something new popped out, and they arranged a demonstration against the United States, which is significant. It's about time it happened. Now, the backlash against Obama this week is outstanding, really. First of all, overnight, before Mitchell arrived, 11 new outposts went up. Obama, of course, wants Israel to destroy all the outposts. The problem with that is a lot of them are neighborhoods that have been lived in for 15 years, and they're not outposts. These are expensive homes, roads, sewers, the works, and the Israeli government has promised to remove 23 of them. So 11 new outposts went up as Mitchell arrived. The army knocked down three the first night. I guess they're knocking them down as we speak at this moment. For a little humorous aside, one of the outposts was called Kfar Obama, Obamaville. I guess somebody still has a sense of humor there.
I see, and so they're thinking of tearing that one down?
Oh, you bet they are. Are you kidding? I'm not sure if that wasn't already torn down. But 11 went up. 3 have gone down so far. The army against basically teenagers in Israel building on vacant hilltops. That, again, 11 went up just to celebrate the arrival of Mitchell and Jones and Ross and Gates, the whole gang are in Israel, and the Israelis are really showing a little gumption, finally.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that the Israeli people understand that the people who control the American government are their enemies, just as it's time the American people understand that the people who control the American government are the enemies of freedom. They are not dedicated to either preservation of Israel or the preservation of the United States as a free and sovereign nation.
Well, this is why I'm very happy Obama is president. If McCain was president, the Jews would think that he was the best president Israel ever had, and wouldn't be protesting. Oops, I hear the music.
Right, well, yeah, things work out. You're never quite sure why they work out the way they do, but I think God has a sense of humor. We're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. We'll welcome your calls right here at 1-800-259-5791.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the e-book. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your website, and how they can invite you to come and speak.
All right. I've got a new book. It's only a little over 2 months old. It's called The Compromise Land. To get it, you go to www.lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. There's a little box. It says books. You write my name in there. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish. It'll get you to all the books, including the new one. My website is www.barrychamish.com. And if you want me to speak, and strangely enough, There are people who have responded to my phone number, and we've become allies. Just call me. 904-315-8745. That's 904-315-8745. And now it's back to the backlash against Obama. America sends a flurry of top diplomats to Israel this week, which the Americans denied was a coincidence to press Israel. They actually denied it, and it's such a pathetic denial. But I guess deceit is just part of the equation.
They're not even very good liars, but go right ahead.
No, they're terrible liars.
Right.
But still, they do lie. And I can't believe they have a meeting to deny that they're all the big forces are not there to pressure Israel to freeze construction of settlements and to divide Jerusalem. And they said, no, it's just a coincidence. They all decided to take a trip the same week. Look, the issue of deceit is not our issue tonight, but what an example of deliberately, they call it spinning the story. It means deceit. Nonetheless, the Israelis, since Obama has been elected, well, I'll give you just a few little examples. There are now 300,000 so-called settlers, and I use that term because these are just citizens. 300,000 from 280,000 since Obama was elected. That's not counting Jerusalem, where supposedly you have 200,000 Jewish settlers in East Jerusalem. If you really want to divide the town, it's going to be a first-class mess. But nonetheless, 20,000 people have moved into the West Bank since Obama's been elected. Here are the real estate prices that I've received. A three-bedroom house in Male Adumim, which went for $215,000 before the election, is now selling for $244,000, and apparently they're all gone. What's happening is the more the U.S. presses Israel to freeze settlements, the more Israelis are moving into the West Bank. And this, by the way, is not with the encouragement of the government. They're kicking and fighting all the way. But to put everything in balance, supposedly a settlement freeze will bring peace. This is what the American administration, and it doesn't matter who, again, as I said, I'm glad it's against Obama because the Jews are slowly turning viciously against him. And I use that word viciously, seriously. I'm talking about the left in Israel are now anti-Obama. They don't like to be picked on. Well, the Fatah, supposedly the rulers of the Palestinian Authority, the PLO, are having a convention in Bethlehem next week. And what is the theme of the convention? I mean, I can't even imagine what a Fatah convention must be. They all gather in a hotel, wear Shriners hats, put lampshades on their heads. I don't know what a Fatah convention is. But its theme is continued armed struggle against Israel. That's what the theme, not peace, not even serious topics like water, vital topics for the people, economy stuff. No, it's armed struggle against Israel. Now, the Israelis are getting a treat right now. They're having a hiatus in terrorism. this again, the PLO and Hamas can turn on or turn off terrorism at their whim. Right now, Israel is supposed to cave in, and they won't cave in if there's one decent terror attack. That will wait till after they cave in, and there's a convention in Bethlehem planning it next week. That, in short, was this week's, events. Now, there's a topic that you brought up the last time we spoke, and I figure I should speak about it since you brought it up again today. And that is Stanley Fisher, the head of the Bank of Israel. It's going to the Bilderberg meeting coming up, and you found that quite shocking. Are we in agreement so far?
Yes, I certainly am. In fact, I believe he is the man who's member of the Trilateral Commission. I'll have to check that out. But
yes, he is.
He's the member of the Trilateral Commission. Here's the head of the Bank of Israel. Is a member of the Trilateral Commission going to the Bilderberger meetings? Who does he represent? Well, I see. He certainly doesn't represent the Israeli people or the best interests of Israel, that's for sure.
Nope. Now, if we want to talk about this, you have to start with his predecessor, Yaakov Frankel. Now, this was, 12 years ago. Again, I was writing about Frankel and Fisher. Frankel was away from Israel for 24 years. He lived in Washington and worked for the World Bank. They brought him in, and the Israelis were really ticked off. I mean, you don't take an ex-Israeli who's been away for 24 years and import him to become head of the Bank of Israel. And, of course, Israelis didn't understand that this was an order given to their government. They just didn't understand, and eventually, after bickering and complaining, Yaakov Frankel of the World Bank became the head of the Bank of Israel for 8 years. He was followed by the current head of the Bank of Israel, Stanley Fisher, and he was a big guy at the International Monetary Fund. He wasn't a little guy. He was in charge of international bailouts. Now, to give a little background of what a bailout means and what Stanley Fisher did, an IMF bailout of a country occurs after the country can't pay the interest on its World Bank loans. Then they become desperate. They don't have the money. They're bankrupt, so they turn to the IMF. Oops, I hear the music.
You do? We're going to be back here in just a moment or two. But people have to understand there is a cabal of international banking. It has nothing to do with race or anything. It's a power structure that really runs the world. These are the people who control the wealth of the world. And, well, let's talk a little bit about Stanley Fisher when we get back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is, of course, Barry Shamish. We're talking about Stanley Fisher, of course. Here's the head of the Israeli Central Bank, being a member of the North American group of the Trilateral Commission. But you must understand that he's been in these AAO associated with the, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness for a long time. And he was one time was the president of Citigroup, one of the largest banks in certainly the United States, certainly one of the largest banks in the world, affiliated with the American banking industry. Now he is heading Israel's central banks, but the central banks of the world all work together in concert. They are moving us towards a world government, a feudal type of society. At least that's what Professor Quigley said, and I believe he's absolutely right. You go right ahead.
Well, you know, I had an interview with a Jewish interviewer, radio, and he sent me a list from Haaretz that 62% of the income of Israel's top 500 companies, which, you know, top five, number 500 is your corner laundromat. It's the top 50 will take care of most of the income. Well, nonetheless, they're in the hands of 19 families. And he wrote me and he said, how can a country with 31% malnutrition have so much of its wealth in the hands of 19 families? Would you talk about that? So I looked over this list, and some were very obvious, well, Chaim Saban of the Council on Foreign Relations runs a so-called peace group, the peace group, the Chaim Saban Center. They established the debate. Like, I'm never invited to speak to the Saban Center. They hire who they want. Well, they, in short, manipulate the so-called peace debate. That's how they do it. And then he said, yeah, but how can so few people have all the control? And I started talking about Stanley Fischer and what he did before he arrived in Israel. What he did was bail out countries. Now, remember, when a country is bankrupt, it can't pay back its World Bank, even the interest. Forget the principal. They never can pay that back. But not even the interest. They turn to the IMF, and here's what Fischer did to countries such as Russia and Argentina. He was actually in charge of their bailouts. What the IMF does to a country that comes on its knees to them is they reform them. You know, reform sounds like such a nice word, and it's really a lousy word, because reform means to put the economy in as few hands as possible. Now, what they've done in Africa, they would take varied farmers who were maybe growing 10 different crops and raising three or four different animals. They all had to do one crop. Suddenly an entire country was doing coca, or cocoa actually, or cotton, whatever the IMF said, to get these farmers out of business and to get the wealth of the country in a few very pliable hands. That's what the IMF does. Now, to have Stanley Fischer as the head of the Bank of Israel automatically, by policy, makes sure that the Israeli people, well, what happens is you read about this terrific economy going on in Israel. You read about it all the time, about its great GDP, and the money is not sifting down. It's staying on top. In Israel's case, a crummy 19 families own 62% of the wealth of the country. 62%. How can I put that in different words, that less than 20 families have almost two-thirds of the wealth of Israel? It's policy. This is what Stanley Fischer and IMF policy is doing to Israel. The country is starving at a rate of almost one-third, not getting enough nourishment, while two-thirds have the money. Now,
well, I mean, but 20 people or 19 people have two-thirds of the money is what you're saying.
Yes.
Right.
62%.
Right. Go right ahead.
Yeah, 62%.
Right.
That's according to Haaretz magazine. And again, I'm going to repeat, the malnutrition rate is 31%. And again, what all this means, this is typical IMF thinking. You get the money into as few hands as possible and let the rest of the country starve.
I think you're absolutely right, Babe, but this is exactly what's happening here in America. The average American doesn't understand it, but we are moving towards a two-tiered system, the very wealthy and then the very poor, and this is what we've done in Mexico. This is what we've done in many South American countries. This is certainly what happens in communist countries, where you have a ruling financial elite, and then if everybody else is oppressed, and it's so tragic to see it in Israel. I know you don't like to see it, but this is the reality of how the world is really run today.
Well, I'll tell you, between us, what I'm dreading, and I hope I can put it off for a while, but the second I get seriously sick, I'm moving back to Israel. It's either that or be bankrupt in America. At least there, after 5 months or so, I'll get my health plan back, and I can actually be treated. I love America. I love living here. Again, the second I'm sick, I'm back in Israel.
Well, what you really need is sort of is one of these catastrophic insurance policies. Nobody get, you know, you don't want to pay for first dollar coverage. It'll run you in the poorhouse. But catastrophic coverage is really pretty good. Hey, we're out of time. We'll have to talk about that later. But you have to understand, it's just like it was on the old plantation, Barry. They've established all these safety networks so the elite can provide for the people working in the cotton fields. And when they get sick, mass will take care of you. But, you know, as far as they're getting ahead, why, of course, it's going to be markedly restricted. There is a ruling elite. We're establishing a feudal system, not only in America, but throughout the world. We're out of time, Barry. Look forward. I think we're going to talk to you next tomorrow.
No, tomorrow you've got the Giants again.
Giants.
I reread the book.
God bless you. We'll look forward to it. Thanks so much, Barry.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And, of course, we are going to have Barry back. He's going to be talking on the return of the Giants. So we're going to do this again. I think it's important. We want to have them. We want to get them together for you. It's one of the most amazing stories you'll ever heard. It's called The Return of the Giants. Well, certainly if you want to understand what's really going on in the world today, you have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see Pat Wood's new DVD, new last October. It's called The Trilateral Commission. It goes into how they created this whole financial collapse. You need to read my articles that are up on the internet and my really starting probably about November of last year. And then, of course, we hope you'll get my talk on the financial Armageddon, on the forbidden secret, and then, of course, you'll really begin to understand the spiritual forces which are working behind the scenes, intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. So, basically, that is the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Forbidden Secret, and the Financial Armageddon. You need to understand what's going on today. And let me just point out that a number of people have been calling me in the last 48 hours. There was certainly a conservative fellow. He was on one of the Christian radio stations. He was getting a lot of people to turn their money over to him, and he was investing it in the Swiss banks, and suddenly nobody knows where he is, and nobody knows where the money is. And certainly, if you'd seen my talk on the financial tsunami, I give you the three basic rules of investing. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Put your money in a lot of places so that when somebody runs off with part of it, you don't lose everything. This has happened again and again. We are really governed by fear and greed, and don't let the greed get the best of you, because you could very well, at this time in history, lose everything you spent your entire life working for. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We've got all sorts of four-tape sets. We've got information on the HPV vaccine. We've got information on...